231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today, this Tuesday, July 8th, 2025 edition. I apologize. I misread the text alert that I got from MERS News Service about the school budget. It was only an announcement that they had a committee assignment going out to certain state representatives that sit on the House Appropriations Committee. It was not a deal. It was a notification about a committee assignment. So I apologize. I sped read that before the break, and that is not what they have. They don't have a budget deal. They have an assignment to committee members for the House Appropriations Committee that will continue to be working on the school aid budget going forward here into the summer break. One thing we do want to make note of, Michigan Senate votes to regulate Mackinac Island ferry fees amid monopoly concerns. One of the things happening in Lansing was a bill. One of the sponsors of the bill, State Senator John DeMoose. Michigan lawmakers are moving to intervene in what they're saying is a monopoly over ferry access to Mackinac Island that has resulted in rising fees. Since last year, the only two ferry services to Mackinac Island is Shepler's and Mackinac Island Ferry Company, now Arnold Transit Company. They have been controlled by a Florida-based private equity firm known as Hoffman Family of Companies, private equity firm. Well, what does that immediately bring to mind? Profits. Private equity firms only want to own assets that provide a profit. Well, in looking at the situation, ferry travel is, of course, the main way more than 1 million visitors each year reach Mackinac Island. While Mackinac Island's charter states that the city leaders can regulate ferry ticket prices and reject any proposed increases, lawmakers allege that Hoffman has skirted this regulation since absorbing its competition by increasing related fees like parking that the elected leaders can't control. State Senator John DeMoose's bill would clarify that Mackinac Island leaders can regulate all aspects of ferry service to and from the island, including related fees like parking, luggage, and other charges to its customers. It passed the Senate last Tuesday, July 1st, by a 30-6 vote. Hoffman bought Shepler's in 2022, and then they acquired the Mackinac Island Ferry Company in 2024. Since the private equity firm gained control of both services, there's been nearly a 65% increase in the cheapest costs of travel to the island. Last year, the cost of an adult ferry ticket was $34 with no fee for day overnight parking. This year, the cost of the ferry ticket went up to $38 plus a $3 convenience fee, as well as a $10 for a day parking pass. DeMuth stated this back on June 12th during his testimony in support of the bill. The cost of a day parking pass increased again by $5 the next day after his testimony, going from $10 a day to $15. Sheplers has so far held off on any proposed luggage fees. Initially, were slated to go into effect last year in 2024. Well, State Senator Jim Runstead, Republican of White Lake, who is also the Michigan Republican Party chair, said that this Florida-based monopoly now enjoys a chokehold on access to Mackinac Island. He said this on a floor speech. This is not free market. With complete control over the docks, Hoffman has blocked competition and is shifting its costs from regulated ferry tickets to unregulated parking, service fees, and gouging tourists and Michigan taxpayers alike. Ferry company leaders have previously warned that they might reduce the daily fee schedules unless they can increase the rates to offset the higher costs and recoup their investments in boat repairs and maintenance. Hoffman officials said that they spent $6 million repairing and modernizing the fleet as well as the infrastructure. If the bill can get a two-thirds majority approval in the House, as well as Governor Gretchen Whitmer's signature, the residents of Mackinac Island would then vote on having the language around the expanded ferry regulations actually put into their city charter. The bill comes among a legal battle between Hoffman's ferry companies and Mackinac Island. Mackinac Island City Council late last year voted to freeze the 2025 ferry ticket prices. The ferry companies then sued the island, claiming the city leaders don't have the authority to control their ticket rates and parking fees. The city council then filed a countersuit, alleging Hoffman holds a monopoly on ferry service and is actually violating antitrust laws. Well, just last week, a federal judge granted a preliminary injunction blocking the island from enforcing a new ordinance that would freeze the ferry rates and mainland parking fees until the court case plays out. Now, an interesting component to this is how it affects the mainland Mackinac City Village, and also St. Ignace. Well, in putting things into perspective, Hoffman CEO Jeff Hoffman called the Senate bill unnecessary governmental overreach. It doesn't account for the issues of safety, economics, and the quality of service. He said the legislation would result in higher costs, reduced efficiencies, and no improvements to safety or the customer's experience. Hoffman said Senate Bill 304 threatens to reverse the progress by imposing unnecessary and duplicative regulations on an industry already governed by federal, state, and local safety and operational standards. This legislation does nothing to improve safety or accessibility, but it will make it harder to operate an efficient, customer-centered business. While lawmakers have also argued that ensuring affordable access to Mackinac Island for Michigan residents is a necessity. as more than 80% of the island is a state park. The land maintained and improved with taxpayer dollars. DeMuth said the costs of getting to Mackinac Island via ferry are getting so high that his family and others around the state are reconsidering whether to even visit the island. The senator said he also hopes that the Attorney General Dana Nessel's office will take a look at whether Hoffman is in violation of any antitrust laws. DeMuth went on to say, I think there's a very good case for the Attorney General in this situation to look at it. And I imagine that we're going to hear more about this from her office soon. Well, MLive reached out to the Attorney General's office and did not receive a response to the request for comment in this story. Now, one thing that's very interesting about this whole dynamic is how, of course, they purchased these ferries understanding that the city of Mackinac Island had this protection in their city charter. If they didn't know it, well, shame on them. They had to understand that there was going to be some type of gun control coming from the island. You can't absolutely make the ticket prices, parking fees, baggage fees, bicycle fees, and other fees go up so high that the average family can't afford to go. If you cut down on tourism, that's going to negatively impact the island. So what do you guys think? Can this private equity company come in and basically create a monopoly? Is this a violation of antitrust laws? Is this bill a good thing? Well, we'll continue to follow it, see where it goes. I'm sure the Attorney General is definitely going to look at antitrust laws and whether or not they're violating them and whether or not she should bring in charges against them. I'm not against the company making profits, but at the same time, it appears that they've created a monopoly on ferry service to the island. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I want to take a moment to thank you guys who were supporting our Antrim County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast for this summer, July 19th, a week from this Saturday. However, a lot of feedback from a lot of people said that this particular year was not good. Frankly, a lot of people are burnt out on politics. They're burnt out on going to fundraisers and events. And in light of the first Congressional District's fundraiser coming up on Wednesday, July 30th, because of the lower participation our event was going to have, we have canceled this year's event. You may notice the commercials have stopped running already. You won't be hearing them during the music. And we are going to postpone it basically till next year. Next year is going to be an election year. We've looked at the calendar. We've picked again the third Saturday in July, July 18th, 2026. We've already changed the information on the website, acconservatives.org, to be for next year's event. The main reason we're doing it is because this will be just a few weeks before the August primary. We believe we'll be able to get quite a few of the governor candidates, maybe even a U.S. Senate candidate or two, to come to the event where you can, for a Northern Michigan location, be able to hear these people. Have a fun time. We're still going to be promoting Second Amendment training, firearms training for the young people. I spoke with John Palmer from Palmer Farms over in Onaway. He's going to hold on to the brand new Winchester 22 long rifle, the 500 rounds of ammunition and the cover, and we'll be donating it for next year's event. Tickets, if you purchase any tickets, are in the process of being refunded from our PayPal account. Some of you may have received your refunds already. Others are being processed. We're going through the list right now. And as the money has been verified in our PayPal account, the refund will be issued. If you don't get your refund here within the next week or so, just text me and I'll bring it up to the girl that's handling the PayPal account for us, and we'll make sure you get refund of this year's ticket price. Right now, based on ticket prices, I also spoke to the donor that was going to cover our venue fee for us. They're willing to cover it for us next year as well, so we're going to keep the prices down as best we can. It'll be $40 for adults, $20 for teenagers, and the kids 12 and under will be free next year. But go ahead and mark your calendars in advance right now. It's going to be Saturday, July 18th, 2026. And again, this will be right before, a couple of weeks before the August primary. So hopefully we'll get some big name candidates to come and speak to us and be able to take your questions. So we're excited. We absolutely thank you for your support. Thank you for your understanding. We were at current ticket sales. We're only going to have about 65, I believe it was 65 people attend. We're able, the venue can hold up to 250, possibly 300 people, no problem. But we understand people are basically burnt out of politics after last November's election. We totally get it. We understand totally. People have other things happening, family reunions, graduation parties, things are happening. We get it. We totally understand. But we didn't want to do a venue event that was so labor intensive. The pulled pork dinner by Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig, all the fixings that go along with it, cleaning up the venue, taking a blower to it and getting all the dust out of there, cleaning up the tables, setting the floral arrangements out, lining up the Trump Unity Bridge to come. We just felt it was not enough people to enjoy it, so we've canceled it for this year. Hopefully you understand. We appreciate your support. But again, mark your calendars for next year. Same location, same venue, same time. The post is already up there at the website, acconservatives.org. It's going to be Saturday, July 18th, 2026. So make sure you tell your family, your friends, not to do any family reunions or graduation parties that you're not going to be able to attend because you're coming to our event next year, Saturday, July 18th, 2026. Tickets are available next year. We have them available on the website right now if you want to hold your place, but you don't have to pay until next year. We should start ticket sales probably in April. We're going to get things going early next year. The commercials will start back up. We'll start promoting ticket sales, and you guys can come and be a part of it. Hopefully a much bigger event, a lot more people, a lot more partying, and possibly some candidates running for election next year in the 2026 August primary. So, again, greatly appreciate your support. If you bought your tickets online, we're verifying the funds through our PayPal account. As soon as we see your donation, it will be refunded. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gun.